This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Mark Cole, girls basketball coach at Hamilton Wenham High School. Coach, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Well, Mark, you guys are off to a 8-4 start, coming off a big win earlier this week. We'll go right there right now. North Reading, a win over North Reading, a nice win. Tell us about that game.
Well, it was it's the first time we've beaten North Reading since I've been there. Normally, we get off a very poor start against North Reading. We have to dig ourselves out of a hole, and we just can't seem to get all the way out of it. But this year, we jumped out early. We led at the end of the first. We led at halftime. And then they kind of outplayed us in the third. We were down by one. And then in the fourth, it was pretty good. It was back and forth. There was like 8 lead changes. We hit 4 free throws inside of the last minute to bring us from down 1 to up 3, and then we're able to stop them on their last possession for the 3-point win.
Were there scoring lead changes in that first half and into the third quarter?
No, we had the lead. We took the lead right from the start and held it right through the first quarter, and then they got ahead of us about midway through the third, and we're up by 1, and then we tied it up and went ahead early in the fourth, and it just kind of kept going back and forth, you know, 1 point here, 1 point there. So it was good. It was probably one of the better fourth quarters I've seen.
Absolutely. Now, as far as looking at the game, what decided the game? You've got speed, you got height, you got defense, you got inside shooting, outside shooting, matchups. How did that happen?
We match up pretty well against them. We've actually got more height this year than I've had in a long time. And we kind of used that a little bit to our advantage and got inside on them. Both teams played really hard, aggressive man-to-man defense. I don't think either team had a particularly well shooting night, but we put the effort in, they put the effort in, and it could have just as easily gone their way if we had missed those free throws. And that's been kind of an Achilles heel for us this year and last year. We're barely shooting above 50% from the free throw line. And so far it really hasn't come back to bite us, but there were a couple of games where we did hit some key free throws down the end that, you know, kept the lead for us. Otherwise we'd be, you know, we could just as easily be 4-8 as we are 8-4.
Yeah. Free throws are keys, obviously, in the close games. Well, Mark, tell me about your team, your players. We could probably start with your starting five or often your starting five or wherever, and then we'll go deeper than that if you can. They're you know, what they do on the team, how they contribute, and so on.
All right. Well, we have 3 seniors. We have 5 juniors. We have 3 sophomores and 2 freshmen. Our starters, Gabby Campbell is a 2-year starter. She's one of our captains as a senior. Tallest player we have. Good outside shooter. Had some decent moves inside, good rebounder for us. Our other forward is a junior, Sasha McGonikov, tough last name. She's got some good height. She's got some really good moves around the basket, good solid rebounder, good defender. Our 3 guards, we have a junior, Sadie Gamber. She's one of our captains. She's pretty much our point guard. She's got a good outside shot. She goes to the hoop well. Good, solid defender. We have another junior, Marin Cassidy, who's kind of like a jack-of-all-trades. She's got a decent shot. She goes to the hoop well. She's one of our better defenders. Usually grabs about 4 or 5 rebounds a game. And then we just made a change in the starting lineup. We brought a freshman, Grace Hares, into the starting lineup. Grace is probably one of the fastest players we have going end-to-end. She attacks the hoop real well. Outside shot starting to come around. Probably our best and most aggressive one-on-one defenders. So we put her in the lineup to try to give us a little more spark at the beginning of the game, and it seems to have paid off the last couple of games. Coming off the bench, we have sophomore Annie Mahoney, who is the quickest player I've seen. She's small, she's quick, she's got a good handle, good outside shooter, attacks the basket well, good solid one-on-one defender. Leah Coffey is a senior captain who is now coming off the bench. She's one of those kids that doesn't put up flashy numbers, but always seems to contribute in one way or another to the game. Hannah Seriello is one of our other seniors. She comes off the bench for us. She's our energy player. She's an excellent rebounder, tough defender, runs the pick and roll to perfection. She's kind of the cheerleader on the bench, but she's the one that keeps the bench up into the games and also provides a lot of energy once she comes into the game. And then we have a junior, Kate Cassidy, Marin's twin sister. She's a pretty good all-around player. Again, one of our better defenders coming off the bench. And then we have a couple of sophomores, Gabriella Jewett. She's a guard. Goes to the hoop really well, good defender, outside shot starting to come along. And we have a couple of taller sophomores, Margot Bryce Morris and Lily Gianovich. They're both around 5'10", still in the developmental stage, but they're coming along pretty good. And then our final player is a freshman, Asa LaBelle. She's a little guard, really good outside shot. Good experience for her. She's playing mostly JVs, but she practices every day with us, which is good. She gets used to the pace of the varsity game, and she's been into a couple of games near the end. She's got, I think, one basket on the season so far, so it was good to see her get that. The kids are all excited. And that pretty much runs us through the roster.
Nice. All right. Mark, if we were to look back beyond the North Reading game, maybe a game or two that either you might have won or lost, something that you know, kind of defining games, if you will, and of course you do learn from losses. What game or two might you be able to pull out other than that North Reading game from earlier this week?
Well, one of our early season losses was to Manchester Essex. We lost by one in double overtime at their place, and if you looked at the stat numbers from that game, you would think that we would have won. We out-rebounded them. We shot a better percentage than they did. But we had like 30-plus turnovers in that game, and that was, that was the killer. It gave them, we ended up taking about 50 shots from the floor. They were up close to 80. And even though we shot a better percentage, the numbers didn't balance out, and, we could have easily won that game in regulation. We could have won it in each one of the overtimes, but we just turned the ball over at critical times. And then I'd have to say we went down to the Winthrop for the Christmas tournament. We played Stoneham, and then we played Gloucester in a rematch for the championship game down there. And the Stoneham game was good. It was a real good test for us. I think it kind of got into the kids' head that, we could be a pretty good team if we play the way we're capable of playing. So it was kind of a nice little jump start.
All right, let me zero back in on Manchester Essex, if you will. Great, good details on that, by the way. Interesting stuff for sure on beyond just the final score, as you noted, with the double overtime Manchester Essex win. But you got Manchester Essex at your place on Friday night, this week. So what is the preview of that game? What are you telling your team, and how do you see it? And where do you see the matchups in the game?
Right. I didn't really have to say much to our kids. When we met Wednesday to go over the North Reading game and then to start talking about the Manchester game, the kids all said they've had it on their calendar since that day. So they're looking forward to it. I think if we can do what we did last time and just not turn the ball over, we'll be fine. We've got a little bit of an advantage inside on them. They're not a particularly tall team, but they're all quick. But I think we can match their pace of the game. It's just a question of if we can hang on to the ball and get the ball inside. I think we can get them in a little bit of foul trouble, and then, that should swing things in our favor.
Great. Well, Mark, is there anything else about Hamilton Wenham girls basketball that I didn't ask you about that you'd like to share with our listeners now about the team, the season? Actually, I do have, before I get to that question, Mark, let me ask you this. Tell me about your coaching staff on this year's team.
Okay, I have two coaches with me. They've been with me all 5 years. I have a varsity assistant, Matt Jackling. He lives in Hamilton. He's very heavily involved in the youth basketball program, so it's nice to have him and that connection to the youth, because we usually bring at least three games. We have either the third and fourth graders, fifth and sixth graders come in, and they go through the warm-ups with us, and then they do a little scrimmage at halftime. So it's a nice connection with that. And then I have JV coach is Nikki Pione. She's also the field hockey coach at Ipswich. I think she played at Ipswich basketball and field hockey and played in college. She does a really nice job with the JVs, and that's what we got.
Perfect. All right. So here is the last question, that open-ended question, if you will. Something I didn't ask you about that you do want to share about the team this year?
Well, right now we're ranked 10th in Division IV, the latest rankings. We met at the beginning of the season, and we usually kind of figure out what our goals are for the year. And both Matt and I went into that meeting, and we told the girls that they had a chance to be a very good team, similar to what we had 2 years ago. But it was just a matter of whether they believed it as much as Matt and I believed it. And, you know, one of our goals was to win the Christmas tournament, which we did. Another one of our goals is to win the Baker division, which is going to be a little bit of a stretch right now. And then our third goal was to get two home games. So we wanted to get inside the top eight in the final rankings. So we're on pace for all three of them. We'll see what happens.
Exactly. Still alive on those goals. That's absolutely good. And here in the second half of the season, that's the way to be. Well, Mark, thank you so much for sharing the Hamilton Wenham girls hoop story with us this year. It's a great story, and best of luck the rest of the way. And again, thanks so much for taking some time.
Oh, thank you very much, Bill. It's a pleasure to be on.
Mark Cole with us. Mark, hang on the line with us just for a moment. He is the girls basketball coach at Hamilton Wenham High School here on MSONewsSports.com.